Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
We have 23 minutes after the hour on the Good Day program. In the video of the day box today at DougStephan.com, we have a feature including Kanye West, who over the weekend performed Bohemian Rhapsody. He actually said, quote, "I'm going to say this tonight because 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 40 years from now, I might not be able to say it, but I can say it tonight. You are now watching the greatest living rock star on the planet." So one of our YouTube friends decided to show how wrong Kanye is by putting together his version with Freddie and Queen from a 1980s concert. Even better, there are clips that make it look like Freddie is laughing at Kanye's performance, and Kanye also reacts to Queen's superior version of Bohemian Rhapsody. This is some you gotta see, video of the day box, but it's kind of fun to listen to.
Thing.
Listen to this. Kind of picture.
I just killed a man, put my gun up to his head, pulled a trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had
just begun. Listen to how well his audience knows this song now.
They don't know it because of him. So the YouTube video puts the two of them together, so you're hearing the music, but you got to watch and get the intensity
so they have
in the video.
Reaction shot.
They have what, Richie?
When Kanye's singing, they have Freddie Mercury sitting there just kind of laughing.
Yeah.
And when Freddie Mercury's singing, it's Kanye sitting there looking as his usual upset, angry self.
Ah, very true. Why'd you stop the music?
That's it. That's all there is.
Oh, there is? Oh,
yeah,
I thought it was longer.
The video is only just a minute long.
Oh, okay.
But
all
it's
right.
It's really funny.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's very interesting how this guy is, how he has any credibility at all. Just blows my mind.
He's married to Kim Kardashian.
So she has no credibility. Right. How's that give him credibility? There's no credibility.
You know
there.
What? He's angry, and a lot of people identify with him and what he's angry at, and that's where he gets his credibility from.
Okay. Well, it's too bad that anger creates credibility. Okay. So we have the 4th of July weekend upon us, and there are a lot of people who are trying to pick out their favorite patriotic song. We've got a number of different versions of songs. We've asked you to tell us what your favorite patriotic song was in the poll at DougStephan.com.
Roberta, are you mixing
someone
a drink?
Playing pinball? What's happening? Putting money in the jukebox? What's going on?
Roberta's mixing a cold drink.
Shaking, not stirred.
Can I go
exactly.
on now?
Can I
keep going?
Yeah, far
sure.
away.
Oh, yeah.
Back
okay.
to you.
I was hoping that she was mixing up the what's left of the catnip blender. All right, anyway.
Ew.
Yeah.
Patriotic at Doug Stephan.
Song. Yeah. Okay. I'm only teasing. Actually, cats are... I was with somebody last night. Where the heck was I? This guy showed me a picture of his cat. and I was... We were talking about dogs and stuff.
Don't go there, Jen.
Nothing to see here.
No, wait a minute. I got to remember. This guy had a... Oh, I know where I was. I was in the tire shop. I brought over some tractor tires to get fixed. And while I dropped them off, there's one guy... who's sort of the assistant manager. We were talking about Charlotte. He wanted to know where Charlotte was because Charlotte was always with me. Mm-hmm. And I said that she died a couple of months ago, and he was very upset. And then for some reason, he got out his iPhone, and he started showing me pictures of all of his dead dogs and all
nice.
Of the dead cats that have been in his life.
Wait, is this what guys do at a tractor tire store?
I was really sort of shocked.
They show each other pictures of their pets?
The place is teeming with people wanting to get their tires fixed for the weekend. He's pulled out his iPhone to show me pictures of his cat and old cats, but he had a new cat. He adopted, and this cat, he says, weighs 25 pounds and had this big, monstrous orange cat. And she actually kind of looked kind of sweet. But anyway, that was at the tire store yesterday, folks. Aren't you glad you're listening? 28 after on Good Day.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
According to historian Jane Hampton Cook, in the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson originally called his subjects, which he later replaced with citizens.
One word put government in the hands of its people instead of placing the people in the government's control.
What was true for revolutionaries declaring their independence also holds true for you. The words you use to define yourself can limit or empower you.
For example, you can think of yourself as just another employee, or you can see yourself as a thought leader in your area of expertise.
Define yourself with empowering words. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Ah, when horror is done well, it gets in your blood, and It Follows is one of the creepiest movies of the year. Bye-bye!
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Just as America is shifting to renewable energies, big coal is now pushing a dirty fossil fuel as the solution to our nation's energy crisis. But the industry's TV spots are seductive. Their, quote, clean coal technology plan would attempt to capture 2 cubic miles of emissions, then inject them toward the Earth's core every day.
Including the capture and storage of CO2.
Scientists say clean coal simply doesn't exist, kind of like safe cigarettes, in that modern mining sickens whole cities, pollutes water, air, and lays waste to vast sections of the environment. Obvious growing public awareness and concern has created the need for aggressive public relations.
New ideas have often been met with skepticism.
This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.